Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, here it is.
Okay. Hey, I'm trying to get crumb.
Oh yeah. Just gonna let this run. Oh yeah, you gotta love this. Stand up. Twelve Minute Sports is back. Keep it
crank
going.
It up, Doc. Crank it up.
Just having a little fun on a Tuesday. That's what we do. Of course, it is Tuesday, July the 30th. Talking sports with the 12th man. I know you guys missed us, but, you know, had a rough last week. But we're back on the air, and once again, we are ready to kick it off. Of course, I am Andre Peterson, joined by Robert Ford, and officially – Talking Sports at 12 Minutes on the air. I got to check in with my co-host to see how he is doing, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Rob Ford?
Man, doing great, Doc. We want to apologize to our audience. We took a week vacation last week and had a lot going on. And up in the Boston area, Dr. Dre busy too. So we took a hiatus. But, hey, training camp is getting going, so we got a lot to talk about here.
I think it's kind of a perfect time. We're kind of able to take some time, Rob, to kind of refocus. Get our little second wind and keep it kicking, get started. So once again, let's throw off some numbers for those that missed us. I know you guys did. To call into the show and give us your thoughts, you want to give us a call. It's 424-243-9519. Once again, we're also in the world of Twitter, so hit us up. You can follow us at 12manSports. And we're also on Facebook as well. So obviously, you do facebook.com/12manSports. Or if you want to just kind of do a little shorthand, put Talking Sports and 12th Man, you'll be able to find our page as well. So without further ado, sir, we got a lot of things to talk about. I like how you talked about kind of kicking off the training camps starting. So let's kind of get started right into that, sir. That's what it's all about. You know, we'll talk about that in addition to maybe some stuff with some basketball as well. But let's kick it off, sir. Number one, a lot of news has been going on with a lot of new hires. And the one thing, let's kind of kick it, let's talk about who's going to start QB for the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you didn't know what's been going on, they actually retired Donovan McNabb's number 5 jersey. And I guess I'm going to do a segue to that, Rob, and kind of get your thoughts as far as if you think Donovan McNabb is a Hall of Famer. So let's talk about that, number one, who's going to start, and also what do you think about the retiring of McNabb's jersey, and is he a Hall of Famer? Boom, just like that.
Well, obviously the Philadelphia Eagles right now have 4 quarterbacks in training camp. You look at Michael Vick and Nick Foles, you got Matt Barkley, you have Dennis Dixon in the fold, and Chip Kelly's the new head coach up in Philadelphia right now. And obviously he's used to running a fast-paced spread offense coming from the University of Oregon. And it's going to be interesting to see what kind of offense he's going to run in the NFL. Is he going to have some of those principles in his offense in the pro game? I know he's hired a West Coast offensive coordinator to kind of come in and help him with the NFL game. My take is I think Michael Vick is still going to be starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think Chip Kelly is going to like that versatility. I think he wants to still keep some of those spread principles in his offense, and Vick will give him the best chance to succeed with his offense, with a mixture of the West Coast offense. And so I think he's still going to have to obviously he's still going to have to play well to hold that position down. And but I think Chip Kelly is going to give him every chance possibly to hold down that starting position. because he wants that versatility and that spread offense. Next question is Donovan McNabb, a Hall of Famer. I think that's I think what Philadelphia did this past week with honoring him was tremendous. I think that was a great gesture. You can obviously make a case that he is the best quarterback in Eagles history. And I think he will eventually get in the Hall of Fame, but he's definitely not a first ballot Hall of Famer. That will be, I guess that's the way I will answer that question. He will get in eventually, maybe 10, 15 years down the road, but he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I like it, man. I like where you're going. I mean, you know, obviously, he's thrown a lot of passing yards, sir. I think he had close to, I was looking at some stats, I mean, close to 37,000. I mean, it was pretty crazy. I got to check out the stats here. He's put up a lot of good numbers. Now, you know, obviously, numbers aren't the only thing that are going to get you, the only thing they look at, obviously. Maybe championships, maybe a situation too. But, it was just kind of some food for thought because we were kind of talking about what's been going on in regards to the quarterback situation with the Eagles. I do think, however, that the only thing that's going to stop Chip Kelly is going to be the referees, because you've heard a little some stats that the referees may want to kind of slow down the pace that he's going to have. So I do agree with you. I think that right now Vic gives him the most opportunity to win right now, but I do believe it's going to be on a short leash. I think that if Vic kind of struggles a little bit, I do think Chip Kelly is not going to hesitate with kind of flipping quarterbacks too. So,
absolutely,
we'll see how it
plays
out. Yeah, so, we'll see how it plays out. Obviously, we're going to talk about some things as far as the evolution of the game, where we currently are right now. But that's it as well. So let's kind of jump to that. Just to say I was kind of accurate, Rob. He has thrown for over 37,000 passing yards, man, which is pretty impressive if you think about that.
Very much so.
But anyway, I agree with you. He's not going to be first ballot, but definitely food for thought as far as that. I'd love to hear from our Philadelphia Eagles fans too. I'm sure, I'm glad nobody, is going to boo him as far as for that as well too, because I know he's had his interesting career in Philadelphia, ironically. So let's kick it off. There's been a lot of movement as far as head coaches. 8 new head coaches have taken their jobs in this season. Bruce Arians, you got Gene Bradley, Trubisky, Chip Kelly, obviously, Doug Moreau, McCoy, Reed, Trestman. We got a lot of new coaches. So let's talk about what do you think their records are going to be, Rob? And kind of, obviously, some of these coaches may have been in better positions. So let's kick it off, and let's start off with Mr. Bruce Arians. He's taken over for the Arizona Cardinals. What do you think he's going to fare this year?
I tell you what, this is, I think, a team that has a lot of talent. And I think what's taking place there in the NFC West right now, I think what's shaping up to be probably the most competitive division in the NFL with the Seahawks, the 49ers, and there's a Rams team there that I really like as well. And when you look at this Cardinals team, now that they have Carson Palmer, not that he's a top 5 quarterback, but he's definitely a quarterback that's going to help them to be competitive in that division. Obviously, I don't think they're as good as the Rams, Seahawks, and the 49ers. But I think this might be one of the better fourth-place teams in the league, if you could say that. So I look at this Cardinals team to be very competitive, a tough out. Larry Fitzgerald's finally going to have a quarterback who will get him the ball down the field. So I look at something like a 7-9, 8-8 season. But like I said, this is going to be a team that's going to be a tough out each and every week. In the NFL, and like I said, if you look at the roster, I think one of the only things that was really missing was the quarterback position. And I think this is a team that could really have a solid defense as well. Looking at the next head coach, Gus Bradley, I think they have done a lot to add some nice pieces. But it still looked like about a 5-11 kind of team to me. I'm still not sure they have the quarterback in place. Even though I like a lot of the things they've done in the offseason, some of the pieces they've gotten in the draft, they still look like about a 5-11 team to me in Jacksonville. Rob Chudzinski in Cleveland, same thing here. There's still question marks at the quarterback position. You still like some of the other things they've done. Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo is going to help them with the pass rush on defense. I think it's a team that will be competitive with a Trent Richardson, but the quarterback position, once again, it's what's going to hurt them. I look at this Browns team being like a 6-10 team this season. Chip Kelly, who we were just talking about with Philadelphia Eagles, this is still going to be very intriguing to see how he translated into being the NFL head coach. I look at his team being about a 7-9 team as well, missing out on the playoffs with the Philadelphia Eagles. And Doug Marrone of Buffalo, and here we go once again. We're talking about inexperience at the quarterback position. Kevin Cobb is not the answer. I think E.J. Manuel is going to start from day one with Buffalo, so you got to think that he's going to struggle as a rookie. I don't think he's going to have the impact that RG3 or Andrew Luck had as a rookie last year. So I look at this Bills team being like a 4-12 kind of year. Even with that, you know, incredible defensive line, I think offensively they're going to struggle a little bit. Mike McCoy in San Diego, I think this is a team that will go about 9-7. It'll be one of the better first-year head coaches in the league this year. I think there's still a lot of talent with this charge. I think he can help Phillip Rivers to right the ship there in San Diego. Andy Reid, I think, will have the best record as a first-year coach. I like this Chiefs team a lot. I think they'll go 10-6, and I think they'll make the playoffs, you know, even from the first pick in the draft to making the playoffs. But look at this team. They got about 6 Pro Bowlers on their roster. They can just get some stability at the quarterback position from Alex Smith, which I believe they will get. It won't be a superstar, but they'll get some stability at the quarterback position. And last but not least, Mark Trestman with the Chicago Bears. I think this was one of the worst moves by any of the organizations that we just talked about. There was no reason to fire Lovie Smith. And based on what my sources are telling me, the players are not in love with Mark Trestman in Chicago. And I think if they would have brought Lovie Smith back, this team could be a playoff team. But I'm going to say the Bears are going to go 6-10 as a result of this Mark Trestman hire.
Wow, so you're not a fan of the Trestman hire as well, is what it sounds like.
Definitely not a fan.
Interesting. Now, obviously, you know, I like what you said, Rob. I mean, you know, we're not going to spend too much of the show. It's kind of going into a lot of the things, but, I mean, very, very similar stuff. I mean, I think we were pretty much on the same page with a lot of that stuff. I mean, obviously, Bruce Arians, you know, you're definitely getting we're not really sure what type of – which Carson Palmer we're getting. So, you know, I'm kind of curious to see how that actually plays out. But I do agree with you. You know, if you surround Carson with enough talent and whatnot, curious to see as far as if they saw the running position as far as who's going to be putting the rock for Arizona. But I like what you did about, you know, definitely, you know, Gus Bradley, right on point. I mean, I don't think they have enough to get them going. Obviously, Blaine Gabbert, he's not looking like he's the answer right now, but if you have a solid defense and a good running game, that will at least get you decent, but eventually you're going to throw the ball. You know, Trubisky, obviously, this is a team that I think we got to definitely watch out for, Rob. I mean, Cleveland, they had a really, really solid defense, sir. So, even though, you know, Brandon Weeden may not be the total complete answer, I mean, you got to like their pieces, man. You got to like Trent Richardson. You got to like, you know, they got some, you know, some running wide receivers. I don't know if they have the number one wide receiver just yet, but you definitely got to like what they're putting together. They had a great draft, as we talked about, getting Kruger and obviously getting Barkevious Mingo. That's just a team that I think could be a surprise team. You know, maybe, you know, like you said, maybe 7-9, but that's going to be a tough out. You know, as far as Chip Kelly, this was kind of the wild card. I mean, I agree with you. It's one of the situations where we're not quite sure how everyone is going to adapt to the Eagles, man. So I'm curious as far as, number one, the pace of what the Eagles are going to do, if the refs are going to come in there and kind of slow that down, but also what's going to happen as far as if they're going to adjust to the Eagles later on in the season. So that's going to be very, very intriguing as far as that. You know, like you said, Doug Moreau, I do like everything that he's putting on. The thing you got to worry about with them, though, they do have a young quarterback, so they're going to have some growing pains. Same thing, you know, we talked about some situations. You know, Andy Reid may have the opportunity to have one of the best teams because – you know, I think if you just change a quarterback, you know, that team had enough pieces to do something very special. So, you know, they got Dwayne Bowe. They got, you know, our guy who's our running back. I can't think of his name right now. But, you know, they have a good team, a good defense. And like you said, Trestman, that's going to be a situation with the Chicago Bears, that just the morale of that team is going to go down, so they're going to kind of get affected as far as that too. So anyway, that's my thoughts, sir.
That's some great analysis there. And as far as these head coaches, not necessarily rookie head coaches, but, you know, moving on to some of these, like Andy Reid, of course, is a second stint. Most of these other guys are first-time head coaches. Let's get into some of some rookie coverage here, some players that we think that may have an impact or, you know, have some kind of contribution to the game as rookies this season. And if you look at the topics here, let's name 10 offensive rookies and 10 defensive rookies. So once again, we got an NFL training camp special tonight where we're basically previewing the season a good bit here for our listeners here. I'll start off with offense, and then you can go ahead, and then we'll talk about some defensive players here. 10 names I want to talk about here real quick. We mentioned E.J. Manuel with the Buffalo Bills. He's going to start right away. I think, you know, he'll probably obviously we talked about Buffalo going 4-12, but I think you're going to see E.J. Manuel be a rookie that's going to put up numbers just because he's going to get a lot of playing time. And I think toward the end of the season, you start to see him making progress that can kind of carry on a year or two at the quarterback position. Another guy that I think is going to have a big impact is Tavon Austin with the Rams. I think not only in the passing game, but also in the return game, too. Looks like the Rams are going to give him opportunity to return punts and kickoffs. And I think he's a guy that you can run reverses with. You can, you know, he can catch the deep ball even at his height. He's not scared to go over the middle. And this is exactly what the Rams need. They need more playmakers on the offense. Tavon Austin was a great pick. I tell you, another guy I like, DeAndre Hopkins with the Houston Texans. I think I can't remember the last time when Andre Johnson had a legitimate number two wide receiver. And I think this was a great pick for the Texans. He's got great size, great hands. And I think he's really going to solidify this passing game for the Houston Texans even more so with another weapon. Another guy I'm going to talk about here, I think by midseason, you're going to see Geno Smith take over at the quarterback position for the Jets. I think Mark Sanchez is going to get every opportunity to start at the beginning of the season. And I think what's happening right now with Geno Smith, he's got a very lively arm, very strong arm, but they're just waiting for his brain to catch up with his arm. And once his brain catch up with his arm, he's going to definitely put Mark Sanchez on the bench. And so I think by season's end, you're going to see him having a big impact on his in hopes that he'll be the future quarterback for the Jets as well. Another player I'm going to talk about really quick is Tyler Eifert. I think he's going to have a big rookie season too. I think you're going to see the Bengals with that two tight end offense with Eifert and Jermaine Gresham. Then, of course, you can't forget about A.J. Green on the perimeter and some solid running backs there too. In Cincinnati. So I think this is an offense. I think Cincinnati Bengals are a team that's definitely on the rise, and I definitely think they're going to win the NFC North. A couple of more names here really quick. Le'Veon Bell with the Steelers, running back from Michigan State. I think he's going to have every opportunity to win that starting job as a rookie. Eddie Lacy, even though he maybe came to camp a little late, the Packers want to improve their running game, and Eddie Lacy is going to be a big part of that. Along with Jonathan Franklin with the Packers, too. I think the Packers are going to go with a 1-2 punch of running back with two rookies, with Eddie Lacy and Jonathan Franklin. Mike McCarthy's put a strong emphasis on improving the running game with the Packers. A couple of more names really quick. Aaron Dobson, wide receiver for the Patriots. And this is as a result of the Patriots losing so many weapons on offense now. I think Aaron Dobson is going to have an opportunity to put up some numbers as a rookie at the wide receiver position. Last but not least, Cordarrelle Patterson with the Vikings. I expect him to be one of the better rookie wide receivers in the game this year as well. He's got explosive speed, and I think you're going to see a lot of teams regret not taking this guy in the top 12, top 15 in this draft.
I like it, man. Good stuff, man. Very, very interesting. You know, I kind of agree with you as far as a lot of those picks. And one person that I'm going to kind of throw out there I'm going to throw a Monte Ball out there, too, running back for the Denver Broncos. Man, I think this is a guy that has a great opportunity to come in there and they really do some things because I think they've been, and I'm saying they, I'm thinking about the Broncos, they've been kind of missing that running game, that punch. And obviously, you know, Willis McGahee's been doing some things, and then, you know, they drafted Nashawn Moreno, hasn't really stepped up. So I think Monte Ball has an excellent chance to do some things too. But, you know, I definitely agree with everything. Eddie Lacy came to camp a little bit over. Looks like he came a little bit late. I saw a shot of him. Looked like he was a couple pounds, man, from looking like an offensive lineman, Rob. So that's just me. But we'll see with that. I also like Keenan Allen too for the San Diego Chargers, man. You know, I think they've been starving for a wideout as well too. So I think
that's
a great opportunity for him to do some things. And I also like Giovanni Bernard for the Bengals. So I know we talked about Tyler Eifert and, you know, the options that they've added, the weapons that they've added in that regard. And obviously any receiver that's opposite A.J. Green is going to definitely get an opportunity to make some plays too. So, you know, the Bengals, they're another team too that you got to keep an eye on. It's going to be very, very interesting, very, very interesting as far as how that plays out. So real quick, I do want to throw out the numbers real quick. We got about 8 minutes to go for the show. I hope everyone's enjoying our kind of training camp coverage. We're kind of just highlighting some things. For those who want to call into the show, once again, it's 424-243-9519. And, sir, if you want to jump into the defensive rookies, I think we can kind of do some things with that, too. So this is a lot of defensive players that went into the draft, sir. So I'm sure there's a couple people that you want to highlight, you know, and I'm just going to throw out a couple players, you know, that, you know, obviously – I like the Arthur Browns. You know, I like that, you know, even though Alec Overtree's been in a lot of trouble, I like that pick. You know, Kevin Mitchell is a lot of under players too. You got to like with what's happening with Dean Milner. You got to like Xavier Rhodes. There's a lot of different things that are going on, sir. What do you think about Manti Te'o? Do you think he's going to make an impact, sir? I mean, or is he? Do you still think he's, you know, kind of overrated, man? Or you know, obviously. We'll talk about the Jarvis Jones and the Barkevious Mingos, but what do you think about that real quick, sir? I know a lot of offseason about him, sir.
Well, actually, Manti Te'o is one of my 10 rookies I have that I think is going to have an immediate impact on the game. Obviously,
wow.
There's a lot of drama with him this past couple of months here. But I think he's going to start from day one in that Chargers 3-4 defense. I think he's in the perfect situation to succeed there in San Diego, and I think he's one of the players that I think is really going to have an impact as a rookie. And like I said, he's going to start from day one for the Chargers. You mentioned Alex Ogletree. This is a player I like a lot, and one of the reasons why I like the Rams, I think Jeff Fisher looks to be building a phenomenal defense. When you look at that defense, and that's why I say it's NFC West might be the toughest division in football now, because even with the Cardinals being last place, this Rams team can easily go about 10-6 this year. I really believe that. And they have that kind of personnel. And they're looking at a 9-7, 10-6 kind of season. Alex Ogletree, like I said, is one of the better defensive players in this draft. And it wasn't for some off-the-field issues. Could have went higher. Another player I like a lot is Ziggy Ansah. This guy's a freak athletically.
Yes.
He's going to be a pass rushing phenom with the Lions. And this is a team that's building a solid defensive line as well. I think you're going to see he have an impact. Deion Jordan with the Dolphins, another pass rushing phenom, I think will have an immediate impact. Jarvis Jones with the Steelers. Obviously, there's some concerns with him medically down the road, but I definitely think his first year in the league, first few years in the league, and hopefully he has a long career. You know, you just never know when you're dealing with the neck. And but I definitely think he's going to have an impact. This guy's a football player. There's no doubt about it. You mentioned D. Milner. He's another name on my list. The guy would start day one with the Jets. Solid corner, solid tactician, and very sound fundamentally. He would come up and tackle as well as cover you. A guy with my New Orleans Saints who's looking very impressive is Kenny Vaccaro, a guy that can move around both at the safety and the corner positions and also play with a little physicality as well. Then you look at Star Letulier, defensive tackle from the Panthers. Carolina has been looking for somebody to man that nose and interior for quite some time. I think they finally found this kid. And this guy's going to be still where they took him at, two at 14, Star Letulier. Eric Reed, safety for the 49ers, another guy I like quite a bit, but who can also cover, or who can force turnovers and come up and lay the wood on you as well. And last but not least, I think another guy who will turn out to be a steal in this draft, DJ Hayden, cornerback from the Raiders. This guy is, you know, really came on strong. He's got great speed, great fundamentals, and will be a great corner for the Raiders for many years to come.
Very good stuff, man. I really can't disagree with you. I mean, obviously, I was looking at the list, and I was kind of throwing out some options, too. You know, there's a couple of players that I like. You know, I like the Sharif Floyds of the world. I mean, they kind of drop a little bit. You know, I guess we'll see how he plays out. Dayton Jones, I mean, I'm curious as far as him as well. I'm not saying he's a breakout player, but I'm just curious as far as what's going on. Another player, man, that was a very, very good steal was Tank Carradine, man. So I'm not sure if he's 100% healthy at this juncture. But you talk about a guy that's just explosive, man. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out as far as, you know, everything with that, too. So, you know, just a couple players that we kind of wanted to point out. What do you think about Bjorn Warner, man? You think he's kind of you think he's a sleeper as well, sir, or what?
Definitely. This is a guy that works extremely hard. He's not a great athlete, but he's a football player. He works extremely hard. Could turn out to be somewhat similar like a Paul Kruger as well. I mean, he's very aggressive. And like I said, he's going to work on his game year-round. He's going to be in great shape. Like I said, he's not gifted. He doesn't have the gifts athletically like a Deion Jordan or a Ziggy Ansah has. But he's a football player.
Got to like it. Man, like I said, we are steadily making great, great progress. We got about 2 minutes and 50-something seconds, Rob. I'm going to throw out the last couple of numbers, and then we'll get ready to set up the OT portion of the show. We still got to talk about our NFC and AFC championship predictions. We're going to talk about some breakout fantasy players, some top five QBs, and maybe if we can get into it, we'll talk about your Tar Heels, sir. But real quick, we appreciate everyone. First one in, 424-243-9519 is the number. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We are at the number 12, THMAN Sports. We're also on Facebook as well. You know, we'll talk about that as well. I know we didn't get a chance to talk about a lot of good things. Contract stuff, Matt Ryan's re-signing with the Falcons. I think it's a great move. You know, good stuff, man. So we got 2 minutes, sir. Let's set the stage, Rob, as we get ready to kick off the OT portion, as we get ready to get into the OT portion, because we've got 2 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, we want to once again thank you all for listening. Hopefully we gave you guys some great information tonight. And definitely tomorrow while you're on your lunch breaks, driving in your car, tune into our OT portion. We go right after this is over with, we go into a 15-minute OT portion that you can't hear live, but you can listen to it tomorrow. We got for those of you all to play some fantasy football, we're going to talk about some fantasy breakout performers, so you guys definitely don't want to miss that. And also talk about some current top five QBs in our AFC and NFC championship game prediction. So you guys don't want to miss the OT portion. Also, make sure you join us on next Tuesday night, same time, same place, 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific. That will be, I believe that's 5 p.m. Hawaiian, and also that will be Wednesday morning, 5 a.m., for our good friends in Germany. So you don't want to miss our show on next week. Any closing remarks, Dre?
As always, I want to thank you guys, man. I feel refreshed, Rob. I know it's, I kind of miss talking, man. So, you know, we apologize, like we said, that we didn't get a chance to jump on the air last week. But we are back, and we're ready to kick it off. So as always, as Rob mentioned, definitely tune in. If you're on your lunch break, you definitely get a chance to listen to the show. And give us your feedback. You know, definitely post on Facebook what you thought about the show. For those that are listening, we definitely appreciate that. So just definitely say, hey, there's some feedback. Also post some topics that you wanted to talk about. If there's anything that you want us to kind of touch base on, definitely Facebook that. We'll definitely show you guys some love and give you some shout-outs. And that's what it's all about, too. So we'll keep it going. As Rob said, what we're all about. So we're getting ready to jump to the LT portion. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good night, people.
I love it. I love it. See, I wait for you to say goodnight, Rob, because that kind of kicks off in the OT portion of the show. But here we go. We are officially jumping it off in the OT portion. And we talked about the rookies, so let's kind of jump into the NFC and AFC championship predictions. And this is, you know, obviously this is for fun because there's been, unfortunately, some injuries that took place during training camps and some injuries that may, unfortunately, happen as well that may affect what's going to happen in the season. But for now, if we're assuming everyone is going to be okay, all that good jazz, I guess let's kind of start off with the AFC. And I will kick it off because I'm definitely thinking that in spite of everything that's been going on in the offseason with the Patriots, I think they're going to be right back up there. I was kind of looking over some things. I definitely think there's going to be – I think this is going to be more of a balanced year. Some teams are going to – they may have had better records last year, but I think this is going to be more closer, if you will. You know, so right now I think that, you know, like I said, the Dolphins are an up-and-coming team for sure. They're probably going to challenge the Patriots. Not when I say challenge, I mean, you know, obviously, they're going to be probably the second team in that division. So, you know, obviously it's going to be tight with the Patriots, the Bengals maybe. I'm not 100% a fan of the Texans just yet. I'm still not sold about them, but I think that's going to be the Patriots, and I think it's going to be the Broncos are going to be representing the AFC Championship game. So that's my prediction right now, and I guess we'll wait to hear yours before we move up to the NFC.
Not bad, not bad. I know we made some Super Bowl predictions a couple of weeks ago on one of our shows, and obviously I've already made a slight change to that, but I still have the Denver Broncos winning the AFC Championship game. And but I have them beating Houston in a championship game. Obviously, there's a lot going on with New England, and I know Bill Belichick is one of the best in the business who could probably get that team to focus even through what's taking place up there right now. Obviously, I think the Cincinnati Bengals are an up-and-coming team as well. But I think Denver and Houston are the two best teams in the conference. Like we just talked about, I like what Houston did with DeAndre Hopkins, even adding some more elements to their passing game. It looks to be having a healthy Ben Tate this season at the backup running back position. So it gives them some depth at some of their skill positions. And then adding a veteran like Ed Reed on defense. But I think in the end he'll come up short. And I like the Broncos to win the AFC.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of going back and forth with that, Rob. I really wanted to go with the Texans. You know, I'm just not quite sold just yet on Matt Schaub. So we'll see how that plays out. You know, he definitely has to make some huge strides. They are definitely, like you said, they're definitely putting the weapons around him with adding DeAndre Hopkins. That was a great, great pickup. Now, I think that's one of those underrated moves. So, you know, obviously adding something outside of Andre Johnson, so they can't do that. So that was Houston's Achilles heel, man. So, you know, obviously they got Aaron Foster, who's been fantastic. So you can't help but, you know, be excited about that. And, you know, adding a veteran like Ed Reed can do nothing but solidify that defense too. So, I like where you're going with that. Same thing, Broncos, you know, they were, like you talk about, a couple plays away from making that, man. So they are definitely focused. I concur that this is a team that you added Monte Ball. You know, you added Wes Welker. It's going to be a good team. So I agree with you on that front.
Absolutely.
Let's kick off the NFC. Prediction. This is a little more harder only because, you know, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of differences on this one. Andre tends to go heart slash head in this instance. And this is kind of
tough.
He goes
more with his heart, America.
Here we go. You go with your heart, too, certain times, too. I got to say, obviously, the NFC West is probably going to give you a very, very tough challenge, whether you're looking at the 49ers or the Seattle Seahawks. I know the Seahawks ran into a couple challenges. Percy Harvin, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rob, if I'm not looking at the reports, I don't know if he's going to go under surgery. I don't know how long he's going to be out for that. The 49ers are also dealing with some issues, too, with Crabtree, possibly a little hurt, and obviously Kaepernick coming into the second starting part of the season. So they may run into some challenges. But obviously you can't deny that the 49ers are probably going to be in there. Packers, you got to like what they've been doing as well. adding Lacy, adding Franklin. This is going to be that was the missing element too. So I'm kind of on the fence with that, but in my heart of hearts, you definitely got to like, you know, the 49ers. I know this is going to sound homerish, but I like what the Falcons are doing too, man. They've been solidly adding pieces from Steven Jackson. You got Matt Ryan solidified. They got a Super Bowl but bust mentality. Obviously, the biggest challenger is going to be the Saints. But we'll see how it plays out, man. So that's who I like, man. I think this is the year, man. I think we're pretty much focused, sir. So that's who I have in the championship, Falcons and 49ers again. And I think Falcons are going to actually take this one. So that's me. What? There you go, America.
I hear you. Okay. All right. Not bad. Yeah, definitely. I definitely think both of those teams will definitely be in contention and competing for playoff spots this year. And I'm going to go a slightly different route. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I picked the 49ers to win the NFC. And I picked the 49ers to win the NFC a couple of weeks ago. And I'm making a slight change with the NFC. And I'm a little concerned with the skill positions with the 49ers right now offensively. There's no concerns with the defense. And I think Kaepernick has definitely been working hard to continue to improve, and he's a dynamic talent at the quarterback position. You hope that he doesn't have any sophomore slump, as they would say, even though I think technically this is his third year in the league, but this would be the second year he'll be starting. I'm going to say the NFC, I'm dropping the 49ers back a little bit because of the injuries they've already accrued with Michael Crabtree and some of their skill positions. I'm going to go with the Seahawks and the Saints in the NFC Championship game, with the Seahawks pulling it out. So I'm going with the Seahawks and the Broncos to be in the Super Bowl. I think the Seahawks, even though they got some issues with Percy Harvin, they still have enough weapons offensively. And then when you look at their defense, they probably have the best corner in the game in Sherman, or one of the better secondaries in the game, and probably one of the best set of pass rushers of any team in the league in the Seahawks. I think Pete Carroll has done a phenomenal job there, and I'm going to say they're the team to beat in the NFC right now. Russell Wilson, I think, extremely, not only is he gifted athletically, but he's extremely cerebral quarterback as well, and I think he's going to get the job done. And I'm looking at a Seahawks-Broncos Super Bowl in New York.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, Rob. I like the way that you went, man. We all are pretty confident in our teams, man. So I would expect nothing less, man. So, I love it. Rob puts the Saints in there, and I put the Falcons in there. That's what it's all about. It's good stuff. Anyway, let's continue on, sir, and we're making great strides here. Let's kind of talk about some players that could be some breakout fantasy players this year. I'm going to start it off real quick, and I wish we could talk about this live, sir. I definitely want to talk about the running back position. Is it kind of becoming extinct? I know we talk about how the league is evolving, but right now, I do have a running back as one of the top, top players, and I think Adrian Peterson is probably going to have, still going to be up there as far as, a solid pick. He's just been phenomenal coming back from that ACL. He sounds like he's even more determined to kind of get that record too, man. So I like Adrian Peterson. I'm gonna throw out five, Rob, and let you have Rob five too as well. Yeah, I like Aaron Rodgers, man. I gotta like what he's been doing right now. A lot of props to your quarterback, Drew Brees. He's going to continue to do some things. Tom Brady is going to be up there. And I like, I like my guy, Matt Ryan, too. And I'm not even talking about, skill positions from the Julio Joneses of the world. I think he's going to make an impact, the Roddy Whites of the world. There could be some rookies in there, too, man. But for now, that's a couple of players I'm kind of throwing out there as far as breakout fantasy players. I definitely think Julio Jones is going to be an immensely talented breakout player. As well, too. So I don't want to steal all of your thunder, sir, so I'm going to let you kind of have some players as well. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, actually, where I was kind of going with this topic was players that are kind of unknown that's going to come into Those players are more the givens, but more so the unknown players is going to have breakout seasons this year.
Oh, I apologize. Okay.
Give you a chance to think about that a little bit, but I'm going to name a few names here. And one of the guys I'm going with the quarterback position is Ryan Tannehill with the Dolphins. And I think got the right coaching staff with Phil Bynum down there. And I think he's poised to have a great second season and be a fantasy sleeper this season. And a couple of guys at the running back position, David Wilson, running back with the Giants. It looks like he's going to take over the full load now that Ahmad Bradshaw is not there any longer. So he's another guy that I think can put up some decent stats. Lamar Miller with the Dolphins, another running back who I think is going to come on the scene, be a fantasy breakout player. Another name that I'm kind of familiar with is Chris Ivory, now that he's with the New York Jets. Obviously Sean Payton and the Saints, they like to do a running back by committee approach, but Ivory is going to get the majority of the workload in the Jets. So he's another guy I think he's going to have a breakout season as far as fantasy is concerned. Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver with the Steelers. Now that Mike Wallace is gone, he's going to be their number one option there. Elshon Jeffrey with the Bears, I think another receiver that's getting ready to come on the scene. And a couple of tight ends, Jared Cook, moving over to the Rams. I think is another tight end you want to watch. And another tight end a lot of people probably not familiar with, Jordan Cameron with the Cleveland Browns. And Rob Krzyzewski loves to feature tight ends in his offense. So watch him as well there in Cleveland. And I even got some specialists for you. Randy Bullock, kicker for the Texans. Watch him as a kicker this year. And I think a defense special team you want to watch this year in fantasy is the Tampa Bay Bucks. I think defensively they're going to be a lot better this season as well.
Good stuff, sir. I apologize that I did not come prepared in that aspect, man. So I totally just misinterpreted that. But I agree with you. I'm trying to think of anyone off the top of my head that was going to definitely make an impact. I agree with you as far as with David Wilson. I like that pick. That's a great, great observation. I would throw in C.J. Spiller as well, too, man, because I think he's going to have a heavy load, obviously with the rookie quarterback. So just kind of thinking of some guys, too, and some other guys that, can probably have some decent numbers. You got to like what, the Packers did with getting, Franklin and Lacy. I think that's a perfect fit for what they were looking for. I don't know if Lacy's going to have a lot of carries, but, I think that's a good move for them. I am really also a big, big fan. I know I'm sounding like I'm a Denver Bronco fan here, but I'm a big, big fan of Monte Ball too, man. So I think, he's going to make a lot of impacts. And I agree with you, man, as far as there's some specialists too that can definitely come into play. You got to like what's going to happen with Tavon Austin. I just think he's too talented to do some things. Speaking back from the Packers, I got to take a step back, too, and go with, I am missing his name. Who's the rookie specialist, Rob? I'm losing my mind. You know what I'm talking about? He plays wide out, plays for the University of Kentucky. I cannot think of his name right now. But anyway, that's what
Randall
I'm thinking
Cobb.
About. Yeah, I'm thinking of him, too. So, we'll see how everything plays out, too. So, anyway, you got to like that. There's a couple of, maybe some players that may have a resurgence. Maybe, Larry Fitzgerald will kind of have a better opportunity, have a better year with a better quarterback. But, we'll see how that plays out. Now, man, as always, time flies. Time flies. We are having too much fun, and I didn't give you a good chance to cut it off. But let's get ready to set that off. We probably have about a minute and a half to kind of get up for next week. So I will set the stage for next week, Rob, as we get ready to wrap up this the show.
Yeah, we're going to continue our training camp preview and previewing the NFL season. We're going to eventually start getting into some college football here really soon as well. So you guys don't want to miss next week's show, Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific, 5 p.m. Hawaiian. Definitely join us next Tuesday night once again, same time, same channel. Good night, people.
Good night, people. Thanks for listening. And I know we're kind of getting back in our training camp mode as well. So we thank you for listening. We'll see you guys same time, same channel next week. And do not forget to listen to it. give us your feedback, your thoughts. We definitely want to hear that for those that are listening to the OT portion of the show. Good night, people.